Hey everyone, this is Dave the SEO here, and today I'm going to be talking about MCP, that's Model Context Protocol, and this is specifically an SEO's guide to Model Context Protocol, what it is, why it makes a big difference for us as SEOs in our industry, and the future of our industry, and how important it is for AI agents. So the title of this talk is SEO's Guide to MCP, What SEOs Need to Know About and Do About Model Context Protocol for AI Agents. Now you might be listening to the audio, or you might be watching me. This is going to be sort of a read-through, sort of a podcast. So I'm going to maybe add in some extras compared to what you maybe have read on my site. But let's start off with a summary. So, while your website was built for humans, it's less than perfect for AI agents and the large language models behind them to access, especially now that it isn't just for the purpose of finding information that AI agents want to access your web offering. Not necessarily your website, your web offering. And it's actually to take actions and interact with your web offering on a user's behalf. So we have to get that into our thick skulls first. I feel like, you know, talking to web developers, they're much more aware of this. They're much more aware of the opportunities. And SEOs, we're sort of a little bit behind with this, I think, from who I'm speaking to. Myself included, I'm trying to catch up, and I'm trying to help you catch up, and I'm trying to help our industry catch up. Because at the moment, less than 1% of websites have MCP, Model Context Protocol, set up. Okay, so we're going to talk about the fact that, yeah, to ensure that AI agents can buy products in the near future, can fill in forms, some of them can already do this, book appointments, again, some can already do this, and more, for the humans of the AI agents, their human masters, the AI agents need a reliable and standardized way to interact with the back end of websites. So, Model Context Protocol, MCP, is that standardized solution. It's basically a translator between the AI agents and whatever RESTful APIs, SQL databases, or other database or tools you may have or need to have soon available for AI agents. And we're going to use the term endpoints a lot to apply to APIs, databases, and other tools that can be accessed in the back end of your website or web offering. So this guy is going to take you through why MCP is something we will be hearing a lot about and why it's a real opportunity for those who adopt it to gain an advantage. So this is definitely one for SEOs, but yeah, site owners, webmasters, and people running particularly e-commerce businesses, but also service businesses and SaaS businesses as well. So, what does agentic AI actually mean for SEO? So, agentic AI is much more than just AIOs or AI mode in Google. And it's going to really transform the SEO industry in a way that these additional AI features which have been added to Google Search never could. They're just an extension of search. We're talking about something different. If you're still getting to grips with agentic search, you may want to just skip to kind of full-on interactive agentic AI optimization. And search is only a part of that. I'd say at best a part of that. Arguably, you know, search in the future is going to be a bit of a misnomer for what AI agents will actually do when they're finding and processing relevant information and then actioning that information, which is the key difference really between the generative AI that we're working with at the moment and what that's able to do. And the future, where it'll do research for us, but it'll do it you know, slightly better, more like a personal assistant. It'll be able to gather knowledge together, be able to do the search and research, but then actually act on it. So to read how I put this in the initial article, what we are talking about is, in reality, is where some users for some activities which previously they would have used a website for will now just use an AI agent. So the AI agent will actually replace the searching part, the researching, knowledge gathering, and also the interaction part of a user journey. All of that, all of the things we've optimized for up and down the funnel, and the kind of interaction stuff, which maybe as SEOs we haven't worried about as much, unless we've got roles that cross over into user experience, all of that is potentially going to be replaced by AI agents. SEO isn't dead, though, because it's going to take a long time for everyone to move to AI agents. And yeah, in the same way that some people were slow to use e-commerce sites, I'll prefer to call up a restaurant to book a table, even though they could go to the website and do it. You know, there's going to be some people who are much less likely to use AI agents, or will only use AI agents for certain things, and there's certain things where they're going to save a lot of time. There's other things where actually it might be easier just to do it the way you've always done it. And of course, there's going to be early adopters and there's going to be laggards, as there are with anything like this. What's important for us SEOs, though, is that we are the best place to optimize our client sites for AI agents, at least in terms of naturally fitting with what we do. In terms of knowledge, it seems that a lot of SEOs have a long way to go, especially when compared, as I mentioned earlier, to developers and also to data engineers. But I feel like it's likely that our clients, our companies we work in, if we're in-house, are going to come to us to ask us about these things. And MCP, you know, is very technical, but we do technical SEO. We do accessibility for years. We've done accessibility stuff to make sure that search engines can access websites. And doing the same thing for AI agents, recognizing that a lot of what AI agents require is different, is still something we can do for our clients. So this guide is going to help you get to grips with what will be an absolutely key part of optimizing sites for large language models, specifically the accessibility part and the new technical SEO, if you like, and more specifically than that, Model Context Protocol, MCP. So a quick note, I'm going to sometimes talk about LLMs or large language models, and I'm going to sometimes talk about AI agents. So AI agents are powered by large language models, and we are going to use the terms fairly interchangeably as we go along, mainly referring to AI agents, I think. But in reality, it's the LLM behind the AI agents that's actually doing the heavy lifting and is using its MCP client abilities to communicate with MCP servers. And we're going to talk, obviously, about what we mean by MCP clients and MCP servers very soon. So I just say, if you haven't heard of MCP before, then I'm proud to be the first to introduce you to something that you may hear about a lot and work with so often in the future that you end up kind of dreaming about it, especially if you work with e-commerce sites. So this is something that we can be excited about and something we can kind of go on this voyage of discovery together. So let's start off with the basics of what is MCP. So Model Context Protocol is an open standard that allows AI agents to interact directly with your site's tools, data, APIs, and more endpoints. And it's a layer or a translator between your data or tools and the LLM behind the AI agent. This allows the LLM to work out how to interact with your data and tools and get back data in the format it needs. So for example, this could mean that the MCP allows an AI agent to know that your product database is available to it, for it to access via a database, for example. And secondly, then how does it go about requesting that data to ensure it comes back in a, you know, and then ensures it comes back in a standard JSON format that the AI agent can understand. That's why it's important that we, as the people behind the website or the web offering, are the ones who can then set up the MCP server, which then does the job of doing that translation, because we know what the language is and we know what standard, the model context protocol standard, it needs to be put into. So even if you have a database that doesn't follow a popular standard right now, MCP can act as a layer to allow access to it without making any changes to the databases normally. And likewise, APIs can be interacted with through MCP by an LLM, meaning that for a RESTful API, for example, you can have GET and POST commands sent to it, and potentially PUT and DELETE, though those ones are maybe less useful in this context. You can also control what is and isn't possible through the MCP server. Because this could allow all sorts of different interactions between the AI agent and the back end of the site, replicating what a user would normally do through the site, such as filling in forms, booking appointments, setting up accounts, purchasing products, going through questionnaire forms, all sorts of different things. Some of these things right now are being held back by some outstanding security issues, but things are moving very fast. MasterCard and Visa are already working on solutions for payments. Amazon's working on its own solution for being able to take purchases made by its own AI agents. Now, of course, there are some alternative options for machine accessibility to your website data and actions. So MCP is just one way for AI agents to interact with websites directly. But, crucially, it seems to be the one preferred by Google, who've now mentioned it a few times, including comments during Google I.O. 2025 keynote, if you watch that. Also, seemingly, Claude and OpenAI and others are backing MCP already, even though it was only launched back in November 2024, but it's filling a gap that we needed as people working on websites, but also the AI agents needed, because their ability to carry out these actions is held back by what's actually available to them, and accessing the website, as we've mentioned, that's been designed for humans isn't ideal for them. So there's nothing else right now that's able to act as a universal translator between LLMs and those endpoints like APIs and databases. So that's specifically what MCP is designed to do. If we think of AI agents as being the next generation of search engines, we may decide to focus on them crawling web pages, which they can to some extent do, not in the same way as a search engine though. But this only allows them to see the content of pages, and sometimes not even that, not interact with the site and interact with what's possible on the page, even if we mark it up with schema to show what actions are possible. So now we have to switch our thinking from content accessibility, which if we've been working in search engine optimization, search engine accessibility for a long time, is probably the first thing we're thinking about, and we'll start thinking about action accessibility as well. So we could add structured data. So, we should be putting content into structured data, having that in the head section, having it in the source code, because AI doesn't always render your entire page when it's checking what you have there. You could also have a JSON-LD structured data version of your page as a separate URL, as a way for that content to be accessible, and a structured version of your product details, for example, to be accessible. Those JSON-LD files could also be possible to access via a database as well. Using structured data can make it quicker and easier to digest content, product details, and so on, and give more context, but it's still not interactive. So even if you add schemas for available actions, as I already mentioned, it just means that AI agents can tell a user what they can do on a page and direct them there. And that's something that AI agents other AI tools can do and will do right now. It'll say, if you want to purchase this product that I found for you, which I think is going to be suitable, this is the page you need to go to do that. Or if you want to set up an account, here's the account creation page. It's not going to do that action for you through the front end of the website, unfortunately. But we should try and make forms accessible. So some AI agents and browser add-ons allow AI agents to interact with a site through a user's browser. For example, it'll help you fill in forms. And obviously we've had options for filling in forms automatically through browsers for a long time, but this does it in a more intelligent way. If you've got the right add-ons for that. And so you can therefore try and make your forms and checkouts easier to interact with and understand for a machine, for an AI agent. For example, adding structured data, action schema and sub-schemas, and avoiding single-page applications, definitely. So this can be a lot of work, though, and if you know, you're still going to be in a situation where the user's going to have to interact and watch the AI agent working through things and check it for them, then that's not an ideal situation. And we can set up APIs and databases without MCP. You know, if we don't add MCP, and we hope that LLMs find them in the first place, because MCP also helps with discoverability, and then works out how to interact with them. So maybe if we've got very simple kind of RESTful APIs, that might be possible, but there's an open standard. So why would LLMs access your site that's difficult for it to try and understand how it accesses your endpoints if your competitor has MCP set up, which tells them exactly what to do and gives them the data back in the format that they want and they will understand? So, I think you know, you can tell based on that last section that my opinion is that, you know, MCP is definitely the way to go. And for the time being, I'm definitely encouraging people to optimize the front end of their websites for AI access as well, because we don't know exactly how quickly AI agents are going to get better and better at using MCP, but we already know they've got some support there. So I think, you know, that back-end access is a priority, but improving front-end accessibility for AI agents is also important. And of course, there's still things that are problematic for search engine accessibility that we need to work on as well. You know, as I say, SEO is not dead, so that's still part of our job. This is sort of something a little bit different. So we've talked about MCP clients and MCP servers a little bit, or at least mentioned them. But I want to explain exactly where different things fit into the process and what a step-by-step overview of MCP in action. So AI agents or large language models that already support Model Context Protocol have MCP client functionality built in. So they understand what the standard is. So Gemini, some versions of Gemini at least, have this built in already. I read an article today from Google confirming that. and that functionality means that the LLM behind the AI agent already understands what the protocol is, how to send requests, how to discover MCP servers, and so on. So the LLMs can automatically discover and connect to MCP servers. there are directories of MCP servers as well, so just to make sure we our MCP servers are discoverable, we can add them to there. The MCP servers are set up and hosted by site owners or by us on behalf of our clients and our companies we're working for. So you usually have one MCP server per site, and that MCP server defines which tools are available and which endpoints are available. So that could be a database and an API, for example. And so it could be, you know, there's endpoints like, you know, getting product details, creating an appointment, and those are sent to the MCP client, to the LLM, in the standard MCP format in a JSON schema. So then the LLM says, okay, I know what I can do now on this back end of this web offering. So the LLM's MCP client then sends requests based on that understanding to the MCP server using standardized MCP format. Then the next step MCP server acts as a translator or a bridge and converts that request, which is sent in a JSON schema, into a way that the endpoint will understand it. And obviously the MCP server understands, because you've set it up yourself, so you've made sure it understands how the requests need to be sent to your endpoint, to your API, etc., what formats, what, you know, data types, lengths, and so on, and what the kind of back and forth might be, because it might be there's a few steps involved to fill out an entire form, for example. The endpoint then processes the request and sends back the relevant information to first the MCP server, such as product data. It could be an article or a piece of content, could be a booking confirmation. And like I say, it could be a few steps backwards and forwards. So that goes to the MCP server. The MCP server then formats that response into a structured JSON response, again using that standardized MCP format, sends it back to the LLM's MCP client. The LLM is then able to interpret that data, may send another request, and then maybe, as I say, several steps backs and forwards. But eventually, you know, a form gets filled out, a purchase gets made, whatever it might be. You know, it might just be that the LLM wants to make sure it's getting accurate product data in a structured data kind of format from the site. Because the advantage of that is that you've then got a much smaller file as well. You've got a risk of LLM going to the actual kind of human-facing version of the website and not being able to render things, seeing the wrong version of information. It's getting one version of the page, of the product data, whatever it might be, via the back end. So one thing that's important to explain is that MCP is not an alternative or a replacement for APIs. So if we compare MCPs and APIs very briefly, MCP is an extra layer that works with a site's existing API. So if you work on a site that already has an API set up, you're more than halfway to making data and actions available to AI agents. APIs exist in many websites and are central to making a lot of CMSs, checkouts, etc. Work. So that API may be not publicly available, but it works within the environment of the website. So how APIs are set up vary hugely. Even if you've got a RESTful API, which is a very common type, which seems very straightforward with get and post commands, the exact way it works and the actions and the data that are available depend on how they've been built, which platform's being used. So it's necessary when building a website to have these, but it means that they aren't immediately useful to anyone without the documentation that goes with them. So MCP can be described as a translator. So using the documentation, which is then used to set up the MCP server, that then facilitates a conversation between the API and the AI agent, which would otherwise be, they'd be unable to understand each other. So Model Context Protocol isn't a database or an API and doesn't store data. So don't let the term MCP server make you think it's a vast server with lots of data on it. The MCP server may just be a simple Node.js app, or it may be integrated into your CMS and your API. The setup of the endpoint needs to be suitable for what you want the AI agent to be able to do, such as create an appointment, create an account, etc., before the MCP is set up. And the data needs to be accurate. So that has to be your first priority. So if you've already got an API, great. Does the API do the things that you want the AI agent to be able to do? If you basically want the AI agent to just replicate what a human can do through the website, there's a very good chance it is capable of doing that. But is the data it's, got going to be accurate? Does it need to be set up in such a way that it only accepts certain data types for certain fields, for example? you need to make sure that that's going to work first before you get the MCP server set up. And just, you know, a little bit of an aside, you know, one risk of every data source online suddenly and having MCP access set up is that there's going to suddenly be a lot of data available to AI agents, which they use to make decisions, to find insights and so on, which could be based on seriously flawed data. So particularly when we're kind of, you know, getting on to things like if you have a website and you want to make data available via an MCP server to AI, which is you know, academic data, for example, kind of research data, that's fantastic that, you know, potentially MCP servers are going to facilitate more and more data becoming available online. But that's a problem if it's going to be inaccurate data. Having MCP set up also doesn't mean you don't need to optimize your website's front end to be as machine accessible as possible. I already mentioned this briefly. As mentioned earlier, this includes having structured data set up for all of your content, your products and your actions. It also includes avoiding overly complex web apps and blocking parts of your site, such as account signup pages for crawlers and bots. And that's something I've mentioned in more detail in another article recently. MCP has been built for now to be pull-based, it's worth bearing in mind, from the AI agent's side. So when an AI agent's evolve in the future to be always on, they need to be able to get push-based notifications, so that's not a thing right now. So for example, you might want your AI agent to be able to tell you when an order is shipped, but right now that would require the AI agent to check on a regular basis via MCP server, via an API, has this product shipped yet? It'll get an answer back. And then, you know, it can obviously let you know if that changes. But it'd be much better and much more efficient, and hopefully we get to this point in the future, if it handles something more like a webhook that pushes notifications. But right now, MCP doesn't support webhooks or anything like that. But maybe that's something they're working on. So I think we've got at this a little bit already, but why do AI tools prefer Model Context Protocol, MCP? So it may seem that basic RESTful APIs or SQL databases should be easy enough for AI agents to work out and access, but there are several challenges there, and we want to make it as easy as possible for AI agents to access our data and our services. AI tools prefer MCP because without MCP, AI agents and LLMs behind them would still need to know that endpoints are actually there in the first place, whereas MCP servers can be auto-discovered. Whatever format the endpoints outputs, e.g. XML, HTML, JSON, the LLM always receives back JSON with MCP in a format it expects. Because everything in MCP is done in JSON with standard protocol, the LLM knows the correct protocol and is told by the MCP how it can be used and what to use it for. This means that LLMs know the tool's purpose straight away and the order that needs to be used as well as what's possible, e.g. search products, then add to cart, then go through the checkout process. This also means knowing what inputs are required and in what format. For example, it could be instructions that an order number can be alphanumeric or only numeric, or that all timestamps are in UTC plus zero time zone, for example. The setup of the MCP server also limits what the LLM can do. So for example, you may well want to block any put or delete endpoints to avoid losing data. You may even want to set up different AI agents to have different levels of access. But the important thing, you know, overall is that MCP is made for LLMs. It's made for AI agents to be able to access endpoints that weren't accessible to them before. And it really has, I think, kind of filled a important gap in reaching the next stage of agentic AI development. MCPs are good for users as well, though. MCPs have the potential to make AI agents much, much more useful. So it'll be quicker and less resource intensive for LLMs to get information. They don't need to crawl the site, find the right page, and then load and render a whole page, potentially to seeing everything, all of the styles, all of the pictures. So it's great for the planet. Far less data needs to be transmitted. Although, of course, running LLMs, running AI is, you know, highly energy intensive. But this helps a little bit. I'm not saying it makes using AI absolutely fine from that point of view. That's another challenge. LLMs being able to access more options for products and services means a better chance to find the right option for you at the right price as a user. So I really think people will absolutely love the experience of being able to buy things using their AI agent, finding exactly what they want, finding the right price. More than this, though, MCP has the potential to allow AI agents to do far more different actions, different interactions, and really save time, really become much more like a virtual personal assistant to us. And that's going to be the true AI revolution, in my opinion. MCPs are good for SEOs and site owners, though. So until MCP was introduced, it was hard for those running websites or their SEOs to know how to start optimizing for the future of agentic AI. Now we can do that. Now we have an accepted standard being backed by Google with Gemini, by Claude, by OpenAI, and by others as well. So giving AI agents access to our data and tools, they can then use that interact with our sites. And now on the face of it, this just cuts out our websites, which we've been optimizing for years, and it cuts out Google search, which is, you know, bread and butter for us SEOs. That's just the way things are going, and if we're not making it easy as possible with MCP for AI agents to interact with our web offering, then we're just handing the advantage to our competitors, like Amazon, who, as I mentioned earlier, are already developing their own solution. That doesn't mean, though, that if everyone moves to having MCP set up, allowing full machine accessibility, then the status quo is maintained, because actually agentic AI levels the playing field, because sites like Amazon, which are starting points now for shoppers, because they're established, because they have a number of advantages for users, many of those are going to be made null by agentic AI taking things further and being able to compare products, reviews, prices, and far more, looking at everybody, not just Amazon resellers. So this really helps if you're doing SEO or running a site for a less established retailer. It's probably a concern if you're working with Amazon, with Walmart, with Bowls, with JD.com, those kind of companies, though. Excuse me. So, some of what I've talked about MCP allowing AI agents to do is not that far off. Some things are available now. So use cases for MCP right now, so providing accurate product data with schema.org structured data added to it, accessing articles and content in a structured format, because often at the moment generative AI is looking at pages and just, you know, pulling summaries at the moment and not looking at everything on the page, or missing it because it's not rendering the page. So the full content can be sent in a JSON format that's very easy for it to look at. Therefore, MCP could be used for things like pulling data from analytics and other packages and doing analysis of data as well. There's all sorts of uses for MCP that we're not even going to get to today, and a lot of uses for MCP on internal systems within companies, which isn't what we're focusing on today, but is going to be very transformative as well, just to mention. Doing complete analysis based on access to databases that are available online, though. It can give access to things like official repositories, such as lots of legal cases, laws, statutes. I mean, anything, you know, stored in things like PDFs, CSVs, whatever it might be. And then use cases for MCP in the near future, or things already in kind of beta testing, but not necessarily available to everyone right now. AI agents can fill out forms. That's already available, I believe, if you've got Gemini Ultra. AI agents can make appointments, things like sales calls, medical appointments, demos. That's also available in Gemini Ultra right now. AI agents can make applications, such as doing your job application for you, filling out that form, visa applications, potentially things in other languages as well. They can give access to SaaS tools, including things like CRM, ERP, project management tools, without having to rely on that provider necessarily building their own tool. That provider could give MCP access to basic out-of-the-box AI agents, which I think in the future some people may prefer to just use one AI agent rather than lots of different AI tools. And so there's going to be a lot of consolidation. MCP could book a hotel or another service. Right now that's pretty much possible, but you might have to do the payment on arrival, but it maybe can do the booking for you. Might be some issues around things like agreeing to terms and conditions. That's something that's being worked on at the moment as well. And AI agents can check the status of orders, status of deliveries, and other services for you. Use cases for MCP in 1 to 3 years, so things aren't quite possible now. And I say 1 to 3 years, it could be less than that quite easily, I think. So AI agents can set up accounts for you. AI agents making purchases of products and services, including making the payment on your behalf. AI agents making repurchases for you on a regular basis, without you even having to remind it. AI agents can access and check individuals' protected information, such as medical records, once the protections are in place, to make sure that the AI agent that's saying that you've given it permission to access a medical record definitely has got that permission. So we need to fill in some gaps there. And AI agents can update users based on receiving notifications, so those kind of push notifications. That could be through MCP, that could be that, you know, some of these things will be facilitated through other solutions apart from MCP. We have to wait and see exactly how that develops. Will MCP decide, to find a way to kind of add in push notifications? Will somebody else come along with a solution for that gets bolted on? Hopefully everything goes through MCP and makes it nice and simple. So in terms of preparing for MCP, some platforms are more advanced than others. So as of mid-June, it's easier to set up MCP servers on, for example, Wix and Shopify, if we're talking about e-commerce, which maybe aren't the best for SEO, but looks like they may be quite good for MCP. And services like Magento, which is one that I often prefer for SEO and recommend for SEO, aren't as well advanced, and basically you're relying on third-party tools for now rather than something that's built in. On the version of this article on my website, I've got a grid of all of the different tools and where they are at the moment, and I'll add that to the video as well. So you're probably seeing that now if you're listening to the audio. Just follow the link to my website to find that table if you're interested. Depending on the platform you're working with, it could be as little as a day's work for an experienced developer, particularly one that already knows the endpoints you're dealing with, to set up a MCP server. I'd say on average it's about 2 days' work. In some cases it could be a lot more, particularly from a custom platform or a platform that hasn't got any support built in. Developments to keep an eye out for going forward. So right now there's a lot of security issues to overcome to ensure that AI agents are only requesting access to information and handling information they are authorized to and in a secure way. So there's limitations now on things like processing individuals' protected information, GDPR, compliance and so on we're talking about here. And then there's also accepting payments for purchases that have been implemented by an AI agent. But as I mentioned, Visa and MasterCard are working on solutions for that. I don't think that's insurmountable at all. It just needs to be, some way for the user to agree that they did give the AI agent permission to make that payment. So it might be through something like a wallet style system. and MCP may have the role of purchasing the processing the payment. Processing the purchase up to the payment, and then the process for the actual payment itself might be another solution that doesn't go via MCP. It could be that it's built into MCP. We'll have to wait and see exactly what happens there.